الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلِّ وسلِّم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلِّ وسلِّم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلِّ وسلِّم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال تعالى: وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. وقال تعالى: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before I would talk proper, just a announcement by way of information. MashaAllah, Maulana Musa did explain about the Durood Kitab, to write Durood Sharif. This was first, in my little knowledge of our time, initiated by Maulana Ishaq Patel of Reunion. For many years, mashallah, he's sending out kitabs, and he sends with a pen also, and the virtues of it, and that we should write Durood Sharif. Alhamdulillah, he sent it to many people, and we distributed it also. Many of our friends have got it, also to write Durood Sharif. And that is that as long as the durood is kept intact, it is looked after, the malaika are making for dua for the person who wrote that durood. So we write it once and we keep it safe. And we should also then, in our will, write it that whoever is going to inherit it must also look after it. Just to look after, keep it in a safe place. As long as it's there, it's not destroyed, then the sawabs we will keep on getting. After that, then alhamdulillah, we got tawfiq from the Khanqa side also to prepare kitab. But Allah knows best, it just kept on delaying all the time. In the interim, Maulana Ahmad Chauhan of Sherwood in Durban, he also prepared a kitab. And he prepared it also in that way, like it's written in light gray format, and you just trace on top of it, so it makes it much, much more easier. Then after that, mashallah, our Hafiz Zakaria, Karim Bakhash, he was a pilot, served as a pilot in Air Mauritius. And then they wanted all the pilots to shave their beards, and he blankly refused. They tried many ways to encourage him to shave his beard, but he said, I can give up my job, but I can't shave my beard. He gave up his job. He came back and he was doing imamat in Komatipur. And he says that when I was a pilot, the tax I was paying was more than the income I'm getting now. But he said, the peace of my heart and happiness that I'm in deen, that I didn't get anywhere. And then, mashallah, he has now decided to come and study. And he's in the third year he is already. And very exemplary student, married with children, but his dedication and his studies, mashallah. Allah give us all tawfiq and let this spread in the world. So the Khanqah one is also ready. And the Khanqah one, with that timing glass, that to read Durood Sharif in 100 Durood before cooking for ladies. Now for ladies to count before they're going to cook is not easy. So this timing glass is a 2-minute glass, and comfortably a person can read 100 times Durood in 2 minutes. So they can just put the glass on the stove anywhere there and read their Durood, and then can see when they've completed. And then blow in the food. The ulama of Syria in the pious days, they should tell the mothers, fathers, when they brought their children to the parents, to the ulama for du'as, that read on the food that you are cooking in the house 100 times durood. That's the first ingredient in the food. Blow into that food there, and you will see your children will be huffaz, will be ulama, atqiya, asriya, great, great buzurg they will come. And there can be no doubt in that. The barakat and the barakat and the anwarat of Durood Sharif are very, very great. So that is also there. The Durood Kitab is also there, with quite a few of the fazail that are written there. And also a miswak is also there. So anyone who would like to get it, just contact our website, our brother Shaheen Kola, what you call it, QR code. That QR code. Ji. You can just scan that, and then you can order yours. Arrangements will be made for you to pick it up, or they will send it to you, or courier it to you, whatever. So you just have to scan it, and you'll get your 3 gifts from the Khanqah side, inshallah. That's a gift packet that is prepared. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala let us realize the great, great position and honor of our Nabi, alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you but as a mercy, rahmat, for all the realms of which they are. So Allah says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's coming is but for mercy. So to think of deen as a burden, as difficult, is we haven't got an idea of what deen is. Deen is only mercy, kindness. Every command of deen is only mercy and kindness. For example, in Sharia law, if somebody kills somebody, then his life must be taken in return. So it seems that today these things are termed as barbaric, outdated, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ عِبْرَةٌ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That in qisas, there is life in there. Taking of that life, one life, Allah says there is hayatun, there is life in there. If one person kills somebody and in retaliation, punishment, his life is taken, thousands of other lives will be saved. But because his life is not being taken, you're sparing the criminal's life, and then thousands of innocent people are being killed. And that is called broad-mindedness, compassion, kindness. Today, the time has come when zulm is regarded as kindness. And kindness is regarded as zulm. That he killed, he did a mistake. His life must be taken. And by taking his life, and in fact, just the law be made and see how much of crime will be already gone less. And that is what Sharia law is. Just the law is there and it's going to be enforced. See how much of crime is already taken away. And 1-2 examples occasionally, now and then. And you'll see that everyone will live in peace. Today, their system of their law, that the criminals are living as free people roaming the streets. And law-abiding, innocent civilians, They have to stay like prisoners in their houses. Every house today has been made a prison. All the security fence, like a prison it is. High walls, so much of security, barbed wire, and there's alarm systems. Every house has become a prison. And the innocent people who are supposed to live freely are all living like prisons. You must be home before sunset. All those laws and the crooks, they are moving around freely. That is what their law is. And unfortunately, we, me and you, we thinking their law is superior. And we don't understand, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. When in the time of Nabi of Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during those days, a lady walks from Yemen, from Sana'a in Yemen for some reason. Otherwise, according to Sharia, which is the rahmat of Allah, that a woman must not travel on her own, her mahram must be with her. And we all will understand this. You see a woman alone, what thoughts come in your mind? You see her with a man, her brother, father, husband, and now see your frame of mind. A world of difference. If you are going to be serving them, you are at the counter, and you see a woman is alone, your whole attitude is different. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The respect, honor of a woman is her greatest possession. And that is kept intact by the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this woman had to travel for some reason from Sana'a in Yemen right to Madinatul Munawwara. When she comes there and she's asked, how did you find your journey? She says, I was traveling in my father's house from one room to another. Everywhere, great respect, honor. Nobody interfered with me. That is, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Not so long ago, Afghanistan, when the Taliban they brought about Islamic law. Yvonne Ridley, what's her name, Muslim name? She accepted Islam, she was a journalist. Anyway, she went there and interviewed somebody on the street, like journalists do, that you people have brought Islamic law. What's benefit of Islamic law? What have you seen? So the person said, I can explain to you in theory, give you a bayan, explain to you. Or practical, I can show you. What do you prefer? She said, practical. So he took her and went to a bus stand. A bus stand on the road, just what is that? It's just four poles and a covering and that. And he left an attaché bag filled with $100 notes and unlocked, and he left it there. He said, we'll come back after 3 days. After 3 days, they came back abad. It was just like that. And today, you put your $50 and you try and hide it somewhere, and you are killed for that $50. And that $50, where won't they reach in your safe? They will kill you for that $5,500. But their whole bag full of, and this is in public information, it's not hidden or anything. Yeah, she wrote about it also. So this is وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Our Shaykh جَزَاهُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ says that also people say Islamic law is barbaric. If a person steals, his hand must be cut. You say they haven't understood Islamic law. If they understand Islamic law, they will die for Islamic law. And just for our information also, in Germany is the one country that is study Islamic law, Quran, intensively. They are convinced this is the right law. They find out the wisdom, the whole system of it, and they put it in their language, in their terms. And they pass it off as they from their side. But it is all from the Islamic law. So, what was it? Yeah, the cutting of the hands, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Ya Ayyuhannas, Antumul Fuqara Ilallah. O people, all of you, Annas, Lil Jinn, everyone, all the professors, all the lawyers, all the Anbiya Alayhimus Salaam, everyone, you are all beggars of Allah Ta'ala. And we are 24-hour beggars. The professional beggar is a beggar from 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Then he goes, counts his money, packs it away. But this beggar is 24-hour beggar. And all together we are beggars. And this is Jumla Ismiya according to Arabic grammar, which points and denotes to continuity. Forever you are beggars. You can never come out. You are registered beggars and you are now registered as a beggar. And you can't come out from it. On that I remember Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, somebody offered a gift to him. So he said, I only accept from the rich people. Are you a rich person or a poor person? He said, I'm a rich person. So he said, do you want more money? So he said, yeah, I want more money. He said, then you're a poor person. I can't accept from you. Whoever wants al-zina, zina nafs, that person who is content with what he's got, he is a rich. He can have nothing and is content. Or he's got his millions and is content. But till you are not content, hal mim mazid, I want more, one value of gold, another value of gold. That person is a poor person. So when a person, he is a beggar, all of us are beggars of Allah, all of us together. So we need our begging bowl 24 hours. Because day and night, all of us, we are beggars. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that professional beggar, he begs and then at night he puts his bag in on a shelf. And he now carries on with his week, sleep, whatever, with his work he carries on. But this beggar needs it all the time. Middle of the night, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi says, if you hear a dog barking, or you hear a bang, some door was left open and with the wind it banged or something. It wasn't that, it was Allah is waking you up. That my banda, I'm thinking of you and you fast asleep. Wake up. Now you wake up, now Allah says, now beg of me. You have, now is the main time. We find that office hours, government officers, other office hours, 9 to 4 usually. But the main office hours, Allah is 24/7. All the time Allah's offices are open. And by Allah Ta'ala, you go in, the best time is middle of the night. And all the whole world's people can come, they don't have to queue. Immediately they are served, everyone. And if you make a phone call to Allah, so to say, pick up your hands, that now you are connected. You don't need a SIM card, you don't need airtime, your battery don't have to be charged or anything. Just put your hands together and you are connected to Allah Ta'ala. And you can, and when you call to Allah Ta'ala, Allah hasn't hired a secretary, personal secretary, that will tell you that the boss is out at the moment or is in a meeting or something. Allah is available and no secretary you have to go through. And neither is there a recording on the phone there that for Arabic press 1 and for English press 2 and for Afrikaans press 2, 3 and for Zulu press 4. No, whatever language. And if you got no language, you're a dumb person. Allah hears you even better. And if you're a deaf person, you'll hear Allah even more better. Allah will communicate with every person. So we are those beggars and we have to beg from Allah. And our hand, you just put it together, it's your begging bowl. Which Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi taught us, this begging bowl, you just put them together. And the adab is don't join them. If you get tired, you take support one hand with the other, but actually must keep a little space in between. And then the qibla of our namaz, we face with our bosom, our chest, Kaaba Sharif. The qibla of the hands is the arsh of Allah. So you keep it not this way, but this way. And keep it just in front, by your chest, just in front of your chest. That is the actual adab. But of course, everyone can't maintain it all the time. But that is the correct way. And you'll see, our fingers are all jagged. They're not all one size. Or shorter, longer, all. So it's a very broken bowl you got. And what you're keeping them separate, and Allah sees that, this is an indication that if you throw something small, it's going to fall through. Put something big in here. that will stay in my begging bound. If you're going to put small, small things, it's all going to fall through. So we are beggars like that. This is وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah gave everyone the begging bowl. A small child, a black child, a white child, a learned child. Everyone in the world has got their bag. And you can take from Allah what you want to. And see, when you take your begging bowl, then your keyboard is now presented. This is your begging bowl and it's your keyboard also. On your keyboard, you can press various things, search here, and save there, delete, everything is on there. On this begging bowls, lift up your hands, all. And what do you see in your palm? On the right hand, what you see written? 18, the Arabic, 1-8 is written there, for everyone, the whole world. And on the other side is written? 81, 81 plus 18. 99, the 99 beautiful names of Allah. And whatever you want, now press on your keyboard. You want Shifa, Ya Shafi. You want wealth, Ya Mughni. You want to get married, Ya Jami'u. The whole keyboard, Allah has put the world in the palms of your hands. People want the whole world in their hands, Allah has given it to you. You have got it there. It's all there. And then, what do we see on our the joints of our fingers, all that segments, that they are all together, 15 and 15, 30. And on here now you can count the great names of Allah. Allah has given that also. And there are some du'as you make 7 times, you can count it on your fingers. Some du'as 11 times. And up to thousands you can count just on your fingers, without a calculator, without a tasbih. Just on your fingers you can count. The ulama have written beautifully on this. How Allah has made this, you can count. So Allah has given you everything. Now when you have this, and you don't take from the treasures of Allah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah says, if the state president, the prime minister, what's his position in the country? But the person who's selling potatoes and onions on the street corner, he goes there and he steals 2 potatoes and he puts it in his pocket. State president, and from the man who is selling onions, potatoes on the street corner, and the state president steals 2 potatoes from him, 2 tomatoes, and he puts it in his pocket. Can you keep him as a state president? Can you keep him as a prime minister? From a poor man, and what is his position? He's stealing. Allah made each one of us more than the state president. And Allah threw his treasures open, and he put the keyboard in your hand. So you must just take from there. And when you don't, you have dishonored. You have disrespected. You have not paid the value of what Allah has given you. You are not fit for this begging bowl from Allah. You haven't honored it. You have dishonored this begging bowl. So therefore, as a punishment to you, half the bowl first will be taken away. When you steal the first time, your one hand will be cut. So you half your bag, so that you learn a lesson, will still leave you at half a begging bowl. With which you can get not half from Allah, you can get full from Allah. And if you don't, you still go and steal your other half also. And this is a lesson for the world. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. They don't go and steal from the poor man who's selling potatoes and onions on the street corner. Take freely and as much as you want from the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah gives, there is no limit to the giving of Allah. A poet says, oh Allah, my left, that is your kurta, if you open it like a basket, is too small. What you are pouring down, I can't manage all this, so much you are giving. And wallah, people have seen it over in the past, present, always, and in the future. You just turn to Allah in sincerity. You got your begging bowl. Your best time is middle of the night. Anytime you can beg from Allah. Allah's office hours are open all the time. Wherever you are, in what condition you are. So you just take from Allah. This is the deen which Allah has given us. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says with regard to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Your akhlaq and your character is the most noble, most sublime. And remember, just one time when Jamaat from Makkah Sharif came here in the masjid, and they asked me for some advice. And at that moment, Allah put this, it wasn't in my mind, and wasn't on my tongue, but Allah put it. So I told them, our normal ilan, najahuna wa falahuna fi imtisari awamirillah, our success in fulfilling the commands. He said, I told them, our success is not in the ilan. Our success is in fulfilling the ilan. Do we bring that in our lives? I told them, we are in Jamaat 40 days, and we are sitting on the floor to eat. The first breakfast we have at home, then breakfast nook. So they all smiled guiltily. And they said, yes, that is true. That year we sleep on the floor. We go home and we got so high beds nowadays that we need steps to climb up. And if we have to fall from there, a big fall and a big bang. But don't worry, under the new law, with that big bang, you won't have to go to hospital. You'll be more healthier than before. You won't damage any part of your body or anything. You'll be more healthier, more radiant, more vibrant you'll be than before. And we're all falling for that, what they are teaching us. So anyway, so the person, he was amazed. I was amazed there. Allah put it at that time. So our success is not in talking about the greatness of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, becoming happy that mashallah, that Maulana, what a bayan he gave on the seerat, and Nabi alayhi salatu, what a great man, what he was. It is that we put it in practice. One sunnah we bring in our lives, that will be what will be our success. Not just that we are talking about seerat and about the great position, no doubt, that also is such a great thing. Ahmed, wo naam hai, jo be irada bhi muh se nikal jaye. The name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Muhammad Ahmed, the poet Anwar Sabri, rahmatullah alayhi, says, without intention it comes out from your mouth. It's such a blessed name. Naam-e Ahmad, ye wo naam hai, jo be irada bhi muh se nikal jaye, to raah ke sang reze pigal jayenge. Then all your big, big boulders and obstacles of your path, they will just melt and become, they will vanish. Nothing. Such is the barakat of the name of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Amina, Amina ke ghot ko to bharne do. Let the baby Muhammad be made in his mother Muhammad, and the world will change colors. The whole world will change and see what is rahmat. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. What justice came to the world. And the woman, what was the condition before Islam? Who gave Islam? Who wants to talk about emancipation of woman? Freedom of woman, woman's right. Who can give more rights than woman than what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave? Than what the Quran Sharif gave? For the slaves, who gave them their rights? For the downtrodden, who gave the world their human charter, the rights of human beings? None other than وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are, your character, your sublime, your honorable character, Allahu Akbar. It is high, it is higher, it is higher. There is no limit to it. The need is that I must bring it. What Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the best amongst you are those who have got the best akhlaq and character. And the best character you display is to your wife. And I keep my wives the best, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. And a person, his character, where he is the, check your character, check it with your wife. Ask her, what is my character like? And each one of us can think, get a report from your wife and see if you don't get zero, you'll get minus. Which wife will give you that you keep me well? And that is where a person is checked. Not with his friends, not outside when he's gone in the khanka and he's gone in jamaat, etc. But at home with his wife, that is. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the best of you is you treat his wife the best. Hazrat Manana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion, our brother Yusuf Gundiwala narrated this to me for Jazahumullah Khair. He said, Hazrat Ji said, that a hadith, that should I not tell you, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, of a person whose position is more higher by Allah Ta'ala than the person every night, whole night he makes ibadat. Every day he keeps roza, whole night ibadat, a person's position who is more higher. He said, please do tell us. So, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the person who has got hilam, tolerance, the person whose shock absorbers are very good, that even if he crosses not a pothole, a dig hole also, that shock absorbers are such that you don't feel a bit of it. In other words, whatever conditions come, people can do with him what they want to, whatever, but it doesn't harm him in the least, but hilam, tolerance, that is the person who has got the highest position. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, must I not show you a person whose position is more higher than that also? This person is higher than that person who keeps roza every day, all night ibadat, who just tolerates. Generally, he's got tolerance, hilam in him. His position is so high. And more higher than him also. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not say what is that high position. So it is unlimited. It is so high. A person who's got hilam and tolerance with regard to his wife. Today we can't tell the wife, please, we can't tell her, Jazakallah. Every small thing we take her to task for. A person who is kind and tolerant to his wife, and his shock absorbers are so good, whatever she tells him, whatever it is, he tolerates. That person's position is even more higher. Where are me and you from the akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? To sit on the mimbar and talk about it, to hear about it is so enjoyable. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, should read the ayats of Jannat. And then he should say, Eh mere bhaiyo, oh my brothers, jis Jannat ke baare mein sunne mein itna maza aata hai, us Jannat mein daakhil ho jane mein kya maza aayega. To hear about our Nabi, how? To love that Nabi. That is why Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Not just to be written in kitabs, not to be recorded on recordings, not just to be played and that, but to love it. That is what is required. And that is where, unfortunately, we fail almost completely. We don't live it. We forget completely that who I am, that small argument with the wife, a small matter, trivial matters, how many divorces, how many children with their parents living, they are orphans, they become delinquents. They become the cause of the scum of society just because that father did not have one bit of the akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we can learn to tolerate, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, I will just narrate two instances to show you what it is. He says, one was that a person, they came to Hazrat when Hazrat was in Nazimabad in Karachi. At night after Isha, husband-wife arguments, as normally you'll go to some Maulana, until 12 o'clock, he just would not budge. He's adamant he wants to get married again. No reason he's got. Allama Khalid Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, when a person got no excuse, when he wants to, for example, give divorce, so what excuse he say? Jab wo roti banati hai, to hilti hai. That she moves like this, she's making roti. Nahi hilegi to kya karegi? She has to move. Now, that's some excuse. What excuses people come up with? And then he got 12 o'clock. He divorced her with her 6 children. Where must she go? Parents in most cases have passed away. Or they also got their problems. Brothers, sisters, who's going to take a woman with 6 children? And he divorced her. Where did she turn? She looked up. Allah took care of her. He got married to that 17-year-old girl. Not 6 months, he was paralyzed. All his urine toilet on the bed, that 17-year-old didn't come to make khidmat. She came for fun times, and she went away. And he died in that way, in his stool, and in his urine, he died like that. So take a lesson that our wives and everything, It is sunnah, we all know, every man knows the sunnah to take two wives. But we don't know the sunnah to take four wives. Two wives, we know the sunnah. And we know it's sunnah, but we don't know the furthest of equality between wives. You want to marry two wives? Marry, but equality. Then, was the ayat, if you can't marry, maintain equality. That faraz we don't know. We only know it's sunnah to marry two wives. And the faraz we don't know. That faraz is also there. So anyway, so Allah Ta'ala let us respect the honor of the woman. And who keeps a woman happy? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Rahmatullah used to say, when a girl gets married, many times a 16-year-old, 15-year-old, 17, 18, young girl, what she knows of life, and a proper Islamic life, a sheltered life she lived. She didn't see the world. She doesn't know what's internet. She doesn't know anything. And you brought her out from there. It is like the silk you pulled out from between thorns. She was with her brothers, sisters, playing with them, riding bicycle with them. Oh, she was a little girl. She was doing all that. And you pulled her out. And now you make zulam on her. And now you ill-treat her. That is not the akhlaq of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And unfortunately, many of us are guilty of this. More guilty than us are the filthy, dirty people of the world. But they blame Muslims and Islam that how they treat their wives. And if we can give the example that how every Muslim girl in the father's house is a princess, every wife is a queen in her husband's house. If we treat her as a queen, but we treat her not like the maid, worse than the maid. And very, very sadly, it has to be said, the maid is treated like the wife in the house. And the wife is treated like the maid in the house. Is that a Muslim house? Is that وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ? So Allah has given great honor. Allah make us understand the position of this amanat which is in our hand. And how beautifully our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, your wife is وہ لیلہ ہے جو بدست مولا ملی ہے. She is your Layla, she is your prize woman. In fact, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will remind a person of his favor, that Allah will say, she had many other proposals, I blocked those proposals. I made her come to you in your nikah. And you didn't appreciate her. And remember, tell your wife that it is Allah that gave you to me. It isn't that you came to me. It isn't I married you. Allah gave you in marriage to me. So respect that she was given by Allah. If you can't respect the gift, respect the one who gave the gift. She is the one who Allah gave her to you. Now honor that gift which is from Allah Ta'ala. And when you married her, she came with her trousseau. In her trousseau, she had her perfume also. And very fine perfume. Some Hajar-e Aswad and some night in Paris, and I don't know what things they were. And every time, for morning she had a different perfume, afternoon and night. She changed her clothes, she came with her clothes. But when she had a figure like a trigger, like a Coca-Cola bottle her figure was. But after she bore you 3-4 children, now her figure was like a 200 liter oil drum. And now, no more night in Paris and Hajar-e Aswad perfume. Now she will tell you, buy deep heat and buy tiger balm. And she'll tell you, rub my back and rub my knees now. Now forget all that sweet smelling. Now you will only have to smell menthol all night. And you'll have to rub her also all night. But now, don't go and leak for other Coca-Cola bottles. She bore you 3-4 children. Work on the children, make them righteous and pious, and read the dua, Rabbana, Hablana, Min Azwajina, O Allah, from our wives give us, Wa Min Zurriyatina, our children, Qurratul Ayun, coolness of the eyes, that when you see them you are pleased. How fortunate, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that when a man looks at his wife, he is pleased with her. Big namat of Allah Ta'ala. And unfortunately today we look at our wives and we are displeased that where this hag came from. And how is she? And the filthy, dirty woman of the road who are filled with dirt in every way. They have been made to look beautiful for us. This is a punishment from Allah Ta'ala. Remember the system of Allah Ta'ala, وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلِ. Allah says, we have given them to drink, drench them, soak them in the love of the worship of the calf, which was a, they also knew it's a impossible, how can you worship a cow? Impossible. But they were made to drink it and convinced it's right and enjoyed worshipping the calf. بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Because of their kufr. Our gunas lead to bigger gunas. And then we justify ourselves. Today, lesbianism, homosexuality, where can these things be ever? But it's been promoted. It's been protected by governments, by states, by law. The worst, filthiest things. This is all. One guna leads to another. And before you know what, you are gone down and you don't realize and you are proud. As it is said, what is democracy? To send somebody to hell in such a way that he's proud of going to hell. And that is exactly what is happening in the world. People are being sent one way to Jahannam, to hell, and everyone is proud, I'm going to hell. What a filthy lifestyle we are leading. The sports that we are engaged in, the fashionable clothes that we are wearing, torn jeans, patched jeans, half socks, and we are proud about it. The high heels of women, what kind of clothes, and the narrow, the sharp pointed shoes of men and women, how lot of harm, but everyone is proud. You are on your way to hell, and you are proud about it. And we can't see, and وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْ, that we find fault in there. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah declares your character most sublime, the highest. You are the possessor. You have got the sole agency. What is that? You have been given monopoly. You are in charge of akhlaq. If anyone wants in the world, there is no other place than the doorstep of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. You can't get akhlaq from anyone else. That is what is akhlaq. And we have been given that. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, now when your Shaykh wife becomes old, then tell her, eh meri buriya, my old lady, eh meri sakkar ki puriya, my bag of sweet sugar, wah meri guriya, what a doll I've got. And if she feels offended when you tell her buriya, then leave that out. Tell her, eh meri sakkar ki puriya, my bag of rice, wah meri guriya, what a doll I've got. To make our wives happy, we can't do it. But to make the secretary happy at work, to make the ladies work, and the other woman everywhere, to compliment them, that how you dress and how you look, but not one word of that for the wife. The cooking of the wife, one person never made shukr to his wife for the food she cooked. And she used to cry, I go out of my way. I know your taste, I cook how you want to. You want your tea beginning of the meal, I got it. You want it end of the meal, I got it. Everything I said, but not one day one jazakallah. One day when he learned his lesson, and then he started and he carried on. Oh, what a meal. How wonderful, delicious. She cried even more. And we say that there is a no-win situation. You can't win with them. So he asked, now why are you crying? I'm praising you. So whole life I cook for you, you never thank me. When the neighbor's wife sent the food today, you just can't stop praising it. The way you carry on praising the food now, because the neighbor's wife sent it. So anyway, this is the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bring it that it comes in our lives. Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. That Allah is declaring, you have got uswa hasana, the most beautiful example. Example, a model, the most beautiful hasana. Fi rasul, laqad kana lakum fi rasulillah uswatun hasana. But for who is this? For those people who are the slaves of their nafs? No. Liman kana yarjullah wal yawmal akhir. Those who want to please Allah and they know Allah is my Rabb. They know the reality of La ilaha illallah. And they know that Jannat is my place. Akhirat is what I have to see. They will find that Muhammadur Rasulullah is a perfect example. But for those who want to satisfy all the filth and dirty desires which are inside, and those who want to treat their wives like prostitutes, want them to do all the filthy and dirty things, they won't find in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a perfect example. Correct our intention. We are the slaves of Allah, and let us be the slaves of Allah. Then we'll see Muhammadur Rasulullah, that what his akhlaq is, what his rahmat is for the entire world. Allah Ta'ala says, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni. If you love Allah, Allah who created you, Allah who gave you everything, brilliance, unlimited favors of Allah as we are sitting now. Who gave us our brains? Who have kept them in order? Allah can go, somebody go berserk now, and he starts jumping here and starts shouting here. His brains are something wrong. Who is it who gave us our eyes and billions of components of the eyes? Who is it who has kept it properly? What maintenance contract we got for the eyes? For the eyes, what a valuable thing. If I have to lose my eyesight. And who's maintaining it for us? One person in Karachi, he was going to his shop and a little child was leading him. So when he came to the shop, he sat down, then he spoke to the people. Muhammad, how are you? How's your mother, father? How's everyone at home? Everyone he spoke. So somebody said, Uncle Chacha, when you were coming, a boy was holding your hand. From there we understood you were blind. But now when you are sitting and you're recognizing and speaking to everyone, we see you are not blind. So what's your story? Are you blind or are you not blind? He said, I'm both. I'm blind also and I'm not blind. That what has happened, only this has happened. But this only is so big, such a big only, that the fluid of my eye has dried up. So my eyelids don't stay up, I can't move them. We are blinking our eyes without thinking of it. It's the wipers working all the time. In the air atmosphere, there is dust all the time. And it's coming into our eyes. And the wipers are working the blinkers. And they collect it and put it in the corners. And when we make wuzu, we must make sure we take out all that. Clean out the filters and make it clean. So he says that fluid has dried out. So my eyelids, I can't control them. They just stay down. And while walking, I'm an old man. If I would lift up my hand to play, I'll lose my balance. I'll fall. So I need the boy to lead me. But now I'm sitting down. Now my balance is in order. Now I can use my fingers and open my eyes. Now I can see Yusuf, is Ahmed, is Ismail. I can see everyone. Who of us ever thought of this ni'mat of Allah? And like that, wallah, billions of other ni'mats in our body. What shukr we make. And who taught us how to use them correctly? No one else but وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّي وَسَلِّمْ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدْ أَبَدَ الْأَبَدِ Forever and ever, O Allah. اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّي عَلَى Beautiful durood of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad bi adadi man salla alayhi. Send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam equal to the number of the people who send durood on. Wa salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad bi adadi man lam yusalli alayhi. And send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam equal to the number of people who are not sending durood. The non-believers are out of the question. They are in the majority. Believers also, how many of us are standing? وَصَلِّ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ كَمَا أَمَرْتَ أَن يُصَلَّ عَلَيْهِ. And as you have commanded us, how much durood? So much durood send. وَصَلِّ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ كَمَا تُحِبُّ أَن يُصَلَّ عَلَيْهِ. And send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as, oh Allah, you love so much durood must be sent. وَصَلِّ عَلَىٰ سَيِّنِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ كَمَا يَنْبَغِي الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْهِ. How much should be sent? Send so much durood. Allah give us tawfiq. So our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the beloved of Allah Ta'ala, and how great the position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the occasion of Mi'raj, where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, if I have to go to the extent of one hair's breadth, how much is the breadth of a hair? Millimeter? Less than millimeter? hundredth of a, what is one hair? If I have to go so much further, I will be burned to ashes. Only who could go there? Nobody before, nobody after, but Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he came so close to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, attahiyatu lillah, he was praising Allah, the greatest praises. When me and you read durood attahiyat, Allah knows what is in our mind. And we got no. And how many of us attahiyatu, we don't pronounce it also. Different wrong ways we pronounce it. But what they think of that time. Attahiyatu lillahi wa salawat. Attahiyatu lillahi wa salatu wa salatu wa tayyibat. All types of praises to Allah Ta'ala. Verbal, bodily, every type of praise. If we make our namaz like that, see then what is our namaz. Namaz is the mi'raj of a mu'min. And who gave us this mi'raj? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from mi'raj brought us this gift. And he gave us every namaz hours is mi'raj. But unfortunately, we are in dirt and filth when we are in namaz. We don't think of Allah Ta'ala. So this is Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam gave us this great honorable position. So if you love Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and we need the love, Allah's favors are so many, unlimited. One person from Karachi went for medical treatment to Europe or America. When he came back, family knew, they came and picked him up at the airport. As he came out of the airport, he was on a wheelchair, and he made a sign with his thumb to his mouth like this. So they understood he wanted water, and they gave him water. He took out a tablet from his pocket, put it in his mouth and drank the tablet. And then he said, see, when I went from here, I didn't have this disorder, this problem. And now what has happened? My spit, saliva is dry. I don't have spit in my mouth. And when you don't have spit in your mouth, like many times we experience a diabetic, his mouth gets dry. The tongue becomes stiff. And in Rosa we experience that. When we don't drink water, we are dehydrated. The tongue becomes stiff and hard. You can't eat, you can't talk, you can't do anything. My spit, and spit is a dirty thing. You're angry with somebody, you spit at the person. You're angry, you spit on the ground. And the spit saliva, that is what the big namat of Allah. If we don't have that, we can't talk also. If we don't have that, you can't eat also. And a big namat, did we ever think of it? Making shukr is far out of the question. And Qurban Jai, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, taught us a dua to read. Where will we, Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali, one day after Maghrib thought of one namat of Allah. He pondered about it. He saw there are 10 namats in there. He pondered about them, in each one of them 100 namats. The night passed and namat after namat of Allah was opening. And this is also a sign, when Allah loves you, then Allah makes you conscious of it. Otherwise, you are drowning in Allah's namats and you are drowning in guna. You don't make shukr, you make na shukri. And you use the namats of Allah for disobeying Allah, for breaking the laws of Allah. Allah gives you money, halal money, namat of Allah. And you go and use it on all wrong, filthy things, haram things. That is a sign that Allah does not like you. When Allah loves you, He opens your faults upon you. He opens His namats, you recognize His namats, and you are drowned in His namats all the time. You realize who Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. Otherwise, Nabi Muhammad is just one person. It means nothing really to me. So this namats of Allah Ta'ala, which are untold, we have to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So if you love Allah for the unlimited namats, every moment His namats are pouring down upon us. If you want that, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, the easiest way, fattabi'uni. Follow in the ways of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah reward our ulama, our mashayikh, and to get ittiba'i Nabi, to follow in the ways of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, easy way of durood sharif. Read durood sharif, this writing of the durood sharif, and by the barakat of that, Allah will give you tawfiq of sunnahs. And when you follow sunnahs, then yuhbibkumullah. Allah declares His love for that person. And for whom Allah loves His love, ek tu mera, to har shay meri, zameen meri, asma mera, ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. To Durood Sharif will bring us on to sunnahs. By sunnahs, we have gained the love of Allah. When we have got the love of Allah, we have got everything. لَكَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah Akbar. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah said that Allah's Rasul came to you and عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. He finds it very hard of the difficulties that you go through. One beautiful dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الحمد لله الذي أطعمنا وسقانا وكفانا وكفانا وعاوانا. That all praise is due to Allah tabarak ta'ala, who gave us to eat, to drink, who gave us shelter, who gave us security and protection. فَكَمْ مِمَّنْ لَا كَلَكَافِيَ لَهُ وَلَا مُؤْوِيَ. There are so many people who no security, no home. Where they're sleeping, under bridges, on the pavements they are sleeping. We see it with our eyes, all this. How no food they have got to eat. They have got no idea where my next meal will come from. And forget a meal, something, just one khajur, from where will I get it? How much shukr, how much concern for the creation, the makhluk of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, bhul jate te. He should melt in the worry of the people. Azizun alaykum ma, harisun, azizun alayhi ma anittum. Harisun alaykum. He was greedy about you. Not greedy for your money, not greedy for your, that you must praise him. What was he? For your iman. Harisun ala imanikum. He was keen that how can people get iman? And for the, if that is for all people, for the whole world. Azizun alayhi ma anittum. Harisun alaykum, for all the people, Muslims and not. Wabil mu'minina. Raufur rahim. What a Nabi Allah has given us. Allah give us tawfiq to understand. So, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has also, in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, that one ayat, وَإِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهُ وَاحِدٌ فَلَوْ وَإِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهُ وَاحِدٌ إِنْ سَيَكُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. In 17 supara, وَإِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهُ وَاحِدٌ فَلَهُ أَسْلِمُ. Submit, surrender to that one great being. And then, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ. Give glad tidings to the مُخْبِتِينَ. Who are the mukhbitin? We'll understand it if we, the mufassirin here, give the dictionary definition of ikhbat. What is that? That piece of ground where everyone walks. Muslim, non-Muslim, human beings, non-animals, all walk on the ground. Nice, level ground, you walk nicely, freely. Where people spit on that ground, the ground accepts it. The people defecate, urinate on the ground accepts it. Everything the ground accepts, and you just pass. That is ikhbat. Your character must, Allah say, mushbashiril mukhbitin, that you just accept. Your heart is so open. How people treat you, you're doing the best to the people. Hazrat Zunnun Misri, rahmatullah alayhi, sitting at the river Nile. A scorpion is going in the water, going to get drowned. He pulls it out. The scorpion bites him. Again it goes, again, 5-6 times. His khadim, who was with him, told him, Hazrat, when the scorpion bites you every time, then why are you still saving it from drowning? He says, it taught me a lesson that it doesn't give up its bad habit. Why must I give up my good habit? That I must save it all the time. So this is the quality. So these mukhbitin, no matter what people do them, and the definition of the Quran, that إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When Allah is remembered, their hearts tremble. Who of us, when we read Quran, zikr, hear bayan, our hearts tremble. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ وَجِلَتْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابُهُمْ. And the shock absorbers are very good. No matter what happens, they absorb it. They don't say, not a frown on their face, not a difference on their face also. How people treat them, how people push them around. People ill-treat them, but nothing. وَبَشِّرْ وَالْمُقِيمِينَ الصَّلَاةِ. those who make iqamat salah and they make the namaz of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's namaz was a beautiful namaz. A person who makes a beautiful amale kathir is out of the question, your namaz breaks. Don't even make amale qaleel of anything which is not part of namaz. When we make our hands, don't drop them on the side first. We do from here, fasten your hands. When you go from here to ruku, don't on the side swing your hands this way. Don't swing them this way. All this extra thing, make a perfect namaz. وَالْمُقِيمِينَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And what we gave them, min ma, min tab'idhiya, of what we gave them, what Allah gave us, not our own, and not all, part of it. Our zakat actually, and some sahaba and ulama of the opinion that zakat is 100% of what you have left over, whole year past you didn't use it. But you don't have to get worried, you can keep your hearts on their places. The masala is not 100%. It's not 90, it's not 80, not 50, not 20, not 10, 2.5%. And that also not your own, what Allah gave you. And only 2.5%. And that also we don't give properly. Allah Ta'ala has given us this great occasion. Let us bring this life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our lives. Then we will get the taste of the pudding is in the eating. Taste the life of Nabi salatu wasalam. Not just talking about it, not just hearing about it, but bring it in our lives practically. And then see what we will get. A mango, if a person never tasted a mango, he'll never know what the taste. Nobody can explain to him. And he's got no right to deny. But the same way, the great honor of following in the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person who never tasted it. There might be not be a person who never tasted a mango. But the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we didn't taste it, if we didn't make our namaz, which is qurratul ayun, and the enjoyment, you got no right to deny that namaz is so enjoyable, that living a life of sunnat is so enjoyable. And the day you get it, you will just want to be engaged in that. You don't want to meet people anymore. You don't want to go anywhere in the world anymore. Rabia Basariya, her khadima told her, let's go to the seashore. We're going to freshen our minds a little bit. Fresh air. She says, all that has been passed. We reached Allah. We got Allah. Now we don't have to go anywhere. When you go to the airport in your limousine, now you're going to fly by jet. You leave your limousine one side now. Now you don't need your limousine. You're going to fly by jet. When you have reached Allah, when with the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Allah give us a taste of that. Then see how your life changes. All these casinos and all the resorts and all the travels of the world and fashion and big mansions and all the food and big dawahs, this will mean nothing to you. And the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hum buriya nashino ki tohin na karo. Abu Zub says that we who are used to sit in the sunnah way on that broken mat, don't humiliate and disgrace us by sitting on big couches. You thinking for making us to sit on the big couches of yours is our honor. Usme hamari zillat hai, izzat nahi. That is our disgrace to sit on. We are those people that the humble, simple life of Nabi Ali, Allah grant it all to us and grant us to understand, make our Islah Jalsa successful in the sense that it comes, this Islah, our reformation takes place. We come closer to Deen, closer to Allah's Rasul. Akhirat is our objective. And dunya ba qadri zarurat, it's nothing in this. We don't hanker at all after akhirat is our object. And Allah Ta'ala make us like that. Bring it into our families, bring it into our homes, our towns, and let the world see what is the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us tawfiq.